You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today I have the great, great pleasure of chatting with Coach A.M. Williams. Now, A.M. and I met just about a month ago now at an online event. And, you know, this was an online event with hundreds of people at it. And he kept popping up. And maybe we were in a couple of breakout groups together. And the more I heard from him, the more fascinated I became with both his story and the work that he does helping businesses with what he refers to as explosive growth. And we're going to talk a little bit about that concept today as we get into things. But first, I want to welcome Coach AM. Welcome.
Hi, David. A pleasure being here with you today, my friend.
Hey, it is so great to chat with you. And I want to start things off by having you share a little bit of your story. And as you mentioned, right, you're going to share the brief version of it because we only got about 30 minutes together today. And I know it's a long story, but would you mind by starting off describing where you are right now?
As far as like where I am physically, or
yeah,
are
you, yeah,
physically? Yeah. So I am currently sitting before you today in a therapy bed, mm-hmm. That I ironically have had to, operate from for the last 13 years of my life. I started my business from a hospital bed in the hospital, and, that turned into, when I was released and went home, I continued growing that business in a therapy bed that I have here at home now. And I do that due to the fact of the condition that I had, you know, what caused me to be in that state and why I had to be in the bed for so long. I just took a situation that created a restriction or a limitation for me, and I figured out how to leverage it to literally create more of the results that I wanted.
It's a beautiful, inspirational part of your story. And when you shared it the first time I heard it a month ago at the event we attended, I think it inspired every one of us who was sitting there listening. And so, I'm appreciative of the fact that you were open and willing to share some of your story. And I think that one of the things I heard you say at that event was, you know, somebody suggested to you that you do share a bit more of that story and how impactful people were telling you it was after you started.
Oh yeah, it was literally for a long time. It was the thing that I hid because I never wanted the sympathy vote. Little did I know that it was your story. Story is the most powerful thing. It's the most powerful thing about an individual. We talk about niching, creating niches in the marketplace by specialization. Well, nothing separates you from your competition more than your story. So it was my story that I was able to take, and as I told it, I leveraged it more to create opportunities for other people. Because it's a give and take situation. It gives you a lot of inspiration, but it takes away your excuses at the same time. So it's a very powerful story, and I look forward to sharing some of it with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure you'll weave the story in and out of some of what you're going to share with us, but maybe we should chat a little bit about the type of work that you do, because I said at the top that you're going to be talking about a concept that you have called exponential growth, and some of the ingredients of that concept to help businesses really grow in a way that maybe they're not considering. But when you introduce sort of the way to get there, the path to get there, it makes a lot of sense. So why don't I just hand the floor over to you, and I know I'm in to learn a lot, and our audience is in to learn a lot. And as questions come up, I'll go ahead and jump in and ask.
So the business that I'm in is in the business of business growth. I'm a business growth strategist. I have a small boutique consulting firm that specializes in helping create leverage opportunities for small businesses to help them achieve their fast growth goals. So organizations who are really looking to grow, they want to make a lot of money. They're in this phase where they've exited the cash flow crunch, and their key thing is, I got to stack the cash in the bank. We got many things we want to do in the future, but we really need to grow and build some capital and do some things here to start getting more of the results, so we can start realizing more of the results that you want. Well, many companies go different ways about trying to achieve that. But one of the most powerful concepts that I've identified is one that I used in my own life to help me create to experience the explosive growth effect in my own business, in my own life. And I now take what I've learned and show organizations, show small businesses how to apply this concept to what it is that they're doing so that they can identify the opportunities within their business to help them ultimately break through that barrier that they believe is holding them back and achieve explosive growth for their business.
So you made a qualification of the type of business that you work with is one that's gotten beyond the cash flow crunch. How does, I guess, is that a size of an organization? Is it just the operational sophistication of an organization that maybe now that they've figured out, okay, we're not living hand to mouth anymore? I imagine lots of different businesses fall into that category.
Well, I mean, they're anywhere between six-figure and seven-figure businesses can fall in that category. People have different goals. They have different KPIs. They have different outcomes they desire for their particular business or whatever. So someone could have a business where they're making $700,000, $850,000 a year, high-margin business, where they're actually able to receive or realize more of the income that their business is creating. They can achieve that and, you know, get out of the cash flow crunch relatively quickly. But then there are businesses who've even crossed the seven-figure mark that they even though their revenues have crossed that, they themselves, and I'm saying they, meaning the business owners, don't even make six figures themselves. So it doesn't really, it's not so much of a, once you get to this particular level, it really speaks to the dynamic of where that business, whether it be six figure, seven figure, eight or nine figure business, it's really finding out exactly what it is that they need or want, why they want it or why they need it and who they need to become to get it. Once they get clear on these particular things, then we can organize and create the breakthrough blueprint to help them move from where they are to ultimately where it is that they desire to be.
So yeah, I heard a few things in there. One was clarity, which is obviously a key factor. And then the blueprint. And I know that you have an approach to doing this that seems to work in most every situation that you've approached explosive growth. And that's a word that I hear you mention all the time, and that word is leverage. You want to talk a little bit about how you approach things with regard to leverage?
So Archimedes, he has a quote that says, "Give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum on which to place it, and I shall move the world." When I was going through the challenge, when I have a condition of incomplete paraplegia, on the onset of that condition, I remember going through a phase where I was hearing over and over, something in your life could be leveraged to create something you want. Something in your life can be leveraged to create something you want. And the first piece of leverage that I explored was investing into myself. By investing into myself, I increased my skill set. I increased my certainty, and ultimately I increased my confidence to be able to share with people, regardless of what my condition was, how I could add value to what it is that they do without my condition becoming a distraction. So when I did that, that put me in an arena with individuals that were very like blown away at the fact that I was doing this. And when they found out that I was doing it from this particular platform, they were like, oh man, you take out all my excuses. So if I'm going to learn from somebody, I'm going to learn from somebody who, you know, who's gone through it and who's doing it themselves. That business, the business that I've created, I ultimately turned it into a sustainable six-figure business from this state, because I never allowed myself to be conditioned by my condition. I utilized leverage to help me to gain the things that I needed to have that would help me to achieve a maximum output with a minimized effort, allow me to get proficient in areas in my business where I could be able to scale with ease, more ease.
So I want to try to take this concept and talk about some practical applications of it. And I know that you've applied this idea in your life, in your business, and with clients as well. Could you kind of walk us through a couple of scenarios of what leverage looks like for a business?
Well, there it can be several different things. First of all, I think it's important to understand that there's both negative leverage and there's positive leverage. Hmm. There can be leverage that actually works against you and keeps you in that process of spinning your wheels, so to speak, and not being able to achieve what it is that you want. And there's that positive leverage that actually not only helps you to move forward, but it helps you to move forward exponentially. It actually creates more success for you than what you would have normally accomplished incrementally. You can achieve large states of growth. I myself have watched my income multiply three times. I've gone from, you know, 10,000 a year to 10,000 a month, then from 10,000 a month to literally I've done 100 grand a month. So I've watched my income increase exponentially at least three times over the last, you know, a few years. And I don't say that to impress you, but to impress upon you that this concept of leverage is real. And people have utilized it in terms of finances for years, but we've never applied it to the human condition. We never applied it to the way we build businesses and how we could utilize the concept to help us optimize the systems and things with inside of our business, including the individuals. How could we create optimization there and ultimately create a more an exponentially increased output of what it is that we're doing? And with a maximum output, naturally, what's going to happen? It's going to create a ripple effect as far as what comes back to you. And so leverage has been like, I wouldn't do it any other way now that I understand how it has worked for me. You asked me for an example, I'll share with you this. One example that we're all familiar with, I don't think any of this stuff is rocket science. I think it's just things that have been around us for years that we just didn't think about properly. So your ability, you could have a high degree of acumen, but if you feel like I can't do anything, like in order for me to accomplish anything in my business, I have to do everything, that's negative leverage. Your mindset is working against you. It's not working for you. It's working against you and it's keeping you from taking your business to the next level. Things that we hold on to, like, oh, you know, you may be a sales superstar while growing that business to six figures, but when you're trying to go to seven figures, what got you here may not take you there. So there's different ways that we have to go about building. It's a different philosophy behind each form of business growth. You have to subscribe to a different thing, and it requires certain levels require more systemization than others. But understanding where you are in that particular phase, you could turn that acumen that you have, pour it into other people, train them how to do what it is that you do. And now all of a sudden you leverage yourself through other people. for them to carry out the operations that you were doing so that you can maintain more priorities. You can address those things that are a priority in your organization versus other people. You know, but basically you trying to do everybody else's job because you got this hero complex. Leverage your acumen through other people by showing them how to do certain things in your business. Take that load off of you so you can focus more on the things that you should be focused on as an entrepreneur or the business owner in that organization. That's just one practical thing. And again, it's not rocket science. It's very simple. We just don't equate. We don't think about leverage as it pertains to how we can build our business. But if you're wanting to achieve scale and you're wanting to optimize the quality, it leverages the ultimate tool in order to build it.
As you were talking about this, I was thinking about a lot of the businesses. So we're recording this at the beginning of 2022. Yes. We have been through nearly 2 years of an alternate existence in the world, right, where businesses have either struggled or a few of them have thrived, but they have had to reimagine themselves quite often in terms of how do we go from the way we used to operate before, a pandemic and all of the other things that we've been dealing with to how we need to operate in this environment. And so I often hear a question, and I'm going to ask you a different question, but I often hear the question, you know, what do we need to be doing now as a result of these strange circumstances? And my answer is often, it's always, well, this is no different from any other situation that you might find yourself in, which is that you have to have a solid foundation and be able to structure things in a way that you're going to be able to manage and grow your business properly. So it's fundamentals. It's not, you know, what do we do in a reactive way now? I'm curious about some of the types of conversations, and I see you're nodding your head as I'm telling this story, because I imagine you've had similar types of conversations, and I'm curious about sort of what insights you have for businesses that have this sort of mindset of, oh my goodness, now is so different from all the other times, right? And what advice you tend to offer?
Well, I consider adaptability as a major form of leverage. And I'll share with you this quick analogy that I share with many of my clients on the onset of them coming to work with me. You know, you can go and buy a bushel of grapes at a grocery store, probably cost you maybe a dollar and something a pound, a bushel or something like that. And you can take those grapes, you can put them into salads, you can, you know, do all kinds of things with them, make smoothies with them, whatever, or you could just simply pop them off and eat them. It no matter, you can do that, right? But then there are grapes that grow in vineyards, okay? And those grapes are put through a process. They're put through a process and create fine wines, create, you know, other things, create, you know, they're utilized in different forms. And it's the going through the different form that allows them to add value at a different level. So I always say that you can add value in one level just by being, you know, doing things the way you've always done, but you could be more valuable in a different form. So when the pandemic came along, I had a lot of speakers that were coming to me. People who, you know, like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I lost my dates, all these opportunities I had for speaking. Now they're gone. So what do I do? I showed them how to turn around and take that expertise and utilize the virtual platform to be able to still provide the solutions that they were providing for their clients. Now that seems relatively simple today, you know, 1/5/22, okay? But 2 years ago, people were panicking and they had no idea how they were going to maintain these customer relationships. How were they going to provide services for these people? They were missing out on countless opportunities. But when they realized they could be more valuable in a different form, maybe it's not being in person, but now I go to a virtual platform and I can still provide just as many services. I can still provide the speaking and I can provide training and save the organization tons of money in travel, you know, expense, accommodation, all those kind of things. And now all of a sudden I become extremely more valuable and accessible, might I add, because I'm utilizing a different platform. So adaptability is a major form of leverage. Being able to make the pivot between, you know, when this is no longer working, I can make the pivot, I can shift, I can take on a different form, I can do things a different way, maintain that relationship, increase the value I bring to that relationship, which is ultimately going to allow me only to generate more revenue because I created more value for the people that I'm working with. So, you know, that's just another form of leverage that I teach people how to utilize in order to sustain and increase your relationships, your business relationships, your customer relationships with people.
I love the word leverage. And I, by the way, there was a TV show that I think just got revived recently with the name Leverage.
Yeah.
It filmed here in Portland, Oregon for most of the original production. And so I used to see the actors, you know, all over the place. And it's a solid show. But I think ultimately the type of leverage you're talking about is probably much more meaningful to our audience here today than a show they can find on online. One of the parts of leverage that you mentioned on your website is high leveraged offers. And I want to talk about offers for a moment, because this is often a place where people get hung up on what they sell and the package in which they sell it, which is how I describe an offer, like the structure of the way that you're selling the thing you're selling. I'm curious to know what you mean by high leveraged offers.
So when I'm speaking about high leverage offers, I'm thinking about offers that bring the most value for the client, you yourself, and the people that they serve. So it's what I call win-comes. So for instance, when I'm looking at a high leveraged offer, I may be able to help that individual. Like for instance, rather us coming together and doing a deal that where we could be JVs and maybe, you know, I'm doing a JV with David Baer, you know, the infamous, I mean, the notorious, you know, and he has this major influence on his name. Well, I'm Coach A.M. Williams. I'm like the little David in this situation. And so if we're going to do a JV, who's going to get the lion's share of the profit? David's going to get it, right? Because we're coming.
If you say so, but I wasn't about to negotiate during the recording here.
Yeah, but in most cases, yeah, the influencer gets the lion's share because they say, I bring the most to the table. Mm-hmm. Well, rather than focusing on strengths, I come at it from a standpoint of weaknesses. What's the biggest challenge you have in your business? Well, I can fulfill that challenge for you, and this is what I need. So now if I'm giving him what he needs, guess what? It's no longer about the influence. Mm-hmm. Now it's like you're filling the gap that I need in my business and I'm filling one for yours. That's leverage. So now I can go to a deal that I may not have gotten 20% on, and I can get a solid 50% from the deal because I'm giving my partner more of what he needs versus I'm just trying to partner with him because he has the name and I don't. So it's a totally different way to approach the same situation, but allow yourself to get more of what it is that you want from the deal. A lot of coaches, they try to charge their whole, the bulk of their fee on the front end. Well, results-based coaching would allow you to say, hey, just take a non-refundable deposit of this on the front end. When we get you your win, then you pay us and a certain amount of cash. Then for the next installment, you pay us another amount of cash. When you get the ultimate result, you finish, you pay us the rest of the amount of cash. Well, that kind of offering takes the risk. It's a risk reversal type of offer, but it's ultimate. But the leverage on it, what it ends up doing is allow you to make more for doing the same thing you were going to do on the front end, but you're doing it in a way that adds value to the client. And as you're helping them to make money, you take a different percentage by helping them to do it as you go along. You get to make more from doing it that way. So what started out as a $5,000 relationship could end up being a $50,000 relationship in the same 3 months, just by doing something differently, approaching it differently, positioning the offer differently. So that's what I mean when I say high leveraged offer.
You know, I'm listening to all of the things that you're describing when it comes to leverage and how somebody approaches business growth. And as you said earlier on, none of this is rocket science, but it's not always the first or the second or probably the fifth thing that we think of when we're trying to sort out a problem. But it all makes so much sense. And it, you know, takes somebody like you to be able to come into the picture and point to these things and say, you know, here's how you attack that problem. Here's a few different variations on leveraging what resources you have or what resources you can get and putting them into place to be able to get the thing you want. It's brilliant. I love it. I'm curious, what informs this? Where did you initially learn this and start applying this to the types of business? Because, you know, it's as I'm listening to you, it's sort of a combination of the life coach, mindset coaching stuff and the practical business coaching stuff that very infrequently overlaps. But you found a really nice way to make it all fit together.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, again, I'm in the process right now of getting my doctoral degree in management. So what I get in education, what I understand about mindset from being certified in NLP for years is how these two things come together. And interestingly enough, when I discovered that it's not just individuals at the six-figure level that have this problem. They have it at the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 figure. They have it at every level. It just looks different at every level, but it's still the same thing. It's still the same fundamental problem. And once you are able to identify what that problem is and ask yourself one question, my mentor asked me one question, and it really opened up a lot of this for me. And that was this: what would it look like if it were easy? What would this look like if it were easy? So when I'm thinking about, I already know I have a solution. I already know I have to do this thing, right? But maybe I'm looking at it and saying, oh my gosh, what is it going to cost me financially? What is it going to cost me in time, effort, and energy? What is it going to cost me in opportunity cost? Like, what am I going to lose by, you know, addressing this particular situation? And we think about all that and we say, you know what, let's just see. And we'll try to attack it slowly because we don't want to miss out on any other opportunities. But if we ask ourselves, what would this look like if it were easy? Then we access our neocortex and we begin to start creating ideas and we start finding, well, if I didn't do this and I had someone else to do that, or if I outsourced this, or maybe if I increased my systems or created more synergy between the systems that I have, I could get a better output. There's no need to keep traveling on the treadmill when you have an escalator in the office. It just absolutely makes no sense. Yeah. One exhausts the effort of the human. The other one is built for that. And it's designed to take people from one level to the next with ease. And that's what leverage does. It's like an escalator. It takes you from where you are to where you want to be with ease. And so, and ultimately, that's what I do.
There is so much more that I know I'm going to be learning from you over the coming weeks, months, and years. And I'm grateful for the introduction in this conversation today to so much of it. For folks who are interested in learning more about the work that you do and where they can find you, where should we send them?
You can actually go to www.coachamwilliams.com. www.coachamwilliams.com. And there's a ton of information on there that you can find out more about what it is that we do. And, you know, the workshops that we're providing, there have links there to you can get more involved in that. We got a lot of cool stuff we give away when people come on with us. And I would love to meet you. So go to coachamwilliams.com and apply. There's something on there for everybody, in a sense of, you know, wherever you are in your business, whether it's a 6-figure level, 7-figure level, 8-figure level, again, it's the same thing. It's the same fundamental concept, and you utilize it at each level to do something different. And we would love to help you wherever you are in your business.
Beautiful. We'll make sure to leave that link in the show notes as well. And you can learn at, right there on the front page, Leverage Without Limits. And you really, you know, speak to a lot of the concepts that you shared here today. So A.M. Williams, thank you so very much for joining me here today.
It's my pleasure, David. My pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, I hope that I can be able to come back sometime.
You got it. It's a date. In the meantime, folks, I want to thank you for hanging out with us for another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Hope to see you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit GetDavidsGift.com. That's GetDavidsGift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.